Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chris with IMTM Worldwide Radio on the air for episode 12. Haven't been on the last couple of weeks. I've been out of town. We had a couple of award ceremonies and what was it, the Super Bowl back-to-back week. So wasn't able to get my show on Sunday night as I wanted to. I did do a special episode for the group Flying Without Wings. I think it was last Friday, I believe, or the Friday before last, so definitely go to the website and check that out. Did a special 15-minute interview segment for them. IMTM Worldwide Radio is something I put together primarily for talented people in the industry who are just getting started, so that way they have an avenue to find out about others in the industry, be able to provide feedback to those who might want to hear what they have to say, and just something really cool and fun for everybody to check out. Last couple of episodes, the first two one-hour shows I had, one had to deal with photography. Basically, the theme was, when should a model pay a photographer, and when should a photographer pay a model? The next episode, I had dealt with music videos. You know, the music video industry is something that always is going to be there. And so I had some models and people in the industry call in and talk about that. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about goals, dreams, aspirations, and reality is how I have it titled. I primarily wanted to have this as an audience discussion. Not sure if I'm going to get a lot of callers tonight. So far, I'm stalling to see if I get at least one caller so far, but not just yet. But this is an hour show, and I have some fillers, but I wanted to primarily have it as an audience participation because I didn't script this show out really, and just wanted to really talk. But in regards to the theme, people have goals, people have dreams, or at least they should. Otherwise, what are they really doing? When it comes to the entertainment industry, if you don't have things written out as far as goals, it's kind of hard to find out where you are from one day to another. And one thing I've always stressed to the people that I work with particularly is that you have to have some kind of a plan. It's just like you going and getting you a regular job or whatever, or school. If you don't have a particular goal that you're striving for, it's kind of hard to say you've accomplished anything. And so tonight I wanted to actually ask people, what are your goals? Do you have any dreams? What do you think you can do with yourself? What is affecting you if there's something that's holding you back, per se? Is it where you live? Is it what you're doing 9-to-5-wise? Is it school? You know, is it kids? Is it a husband? Maybe you're trying to get a husband. What is it? What is it really that separates one person from another when it comes to this person is on TV or not, this person is in a magazine or not, or this person is doing something that they say they want to do? And you'd be so surprised sometimes what those reasons might be, and that's what I wanted to try to get to the bottom of tonight to an extent, just to get it out there in the open. While I'm waiting for callers, shout outs. Have a lot of people who have some stuff that they accomplished within the last couple of months. Dila Lino, her first magazine cover. She's on the cover of Titanium Girls. You can actually get that right now. Krista Elise just had a really, really nice photo shoot in Miami with MQ of MQ Images, I believe. And also she was styled by, her name is Tara, but her moniker is Fancy Bitch. I have to say that. She's really cool people. I haven't met her yet, but I think she's cool. Crystal looks great, so that's all that counts really, right? Also look out for Crystal Elise in the video All I Do Is Win with DJ Khaled, Snoop Dogg, and Ludacris coming out soon. Looking out for Jessica Rochelle in some pictures that she's going to be doing really soon with some really quality photographers. She also has a video that's coming out, still kind of, I'm not sure what the name of it is yet, but as soon as she hits me up on it, I'll let y'all know. The Collins Twins, they're in Skin Tones magazine. They're going to be on the cover this month. Also, they're in Straight Stuntin' magazine, and they're going to be in another magazine. I think it's called Fanatic magazine, and I think also Sweets magazine is doing a Twins issue also. So you're going to see a lot of the Collins Twins in the very near future. Ivy Cohen just hit me up with some new pictures, really nice fashion photography pictures from her. Joanna just sent me some new pictures. She looks really good. Nina German, she is in the recent issue of, I think it's pronounced Levitate magazine. Have a real nice feature on her. She looks really good. Sasha the Diva, she has a music video coming out with Trina. Also, just want to give general shout out to Allura and Shamar and Shay and Devon Ray and Carmelo Beso and Annalisa and just everybody who I work with within the scope of innovative model and talent management. I started this company a couple years ago, and I'm really happy to see a lot of the different models doing different things and doing it on the terms of they don't have to do crazy stuff to do it. Even though other people might think things are crazy, and I'll bring this up later, but at the end of the day, you have control of what you want to do, and you should be proud of whatever you are able to accomplish. Let me check my line right here. I have to go back and forth. All right. Okay. Goals and dreams. One of the goals and dreams that certain models have, of course, if we're just talking about modeling, we can talk about acting, we can talk about music. Is getting into print, magazines, things of this nature, being used for advertisements and such. The biggest thing is being able to prove that you can do it or prove that you're worthy for someone to pay you to do it. And at the root of that is having the images to show it. And one of the things I've always said, if you can show by your photographs that beyond a shadow of a doubt you're better than the person next to you, you will get picked more. If you don't provide those images to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're better than someone else, you're not going to get picked. It's just that simple. And sometimes it's a matter of fighting with people, but sometimes it's not. And sometimes it's just a matter of will you do it or not, and that's just being point blank about it. Sometimes it is a financial thing. That's fine. However, there are a lot of photographers who will do TFP and or picture submission photography for magazines if they believe they have a decent shot of printing. And once they see certain models, sometimes I think that should be a no-brainer, but lots of times I just know it's not been asked. And sometimes I think that's a little bit of an issue. If the model doesn't believe in herself enough that she's worth it to have that opportunity, they won't ask. They won't even look. They won't do any research. They won't even take a chance to just say, hey, what if? Sometimes it's a locality thing, of course, but then again, that's what driving is for. That's what transportation is for. That's what getting three or four girlfriends and going on a road trip is for. I know plenty of people who have done it, and they've gotten things done. You know, there's models that they live in very small towns and cities, and you know, like the Fort Myers, for instance. Fort Myers is not that big. It is and it isn't. You know, in the scheme of things, it's not big at all. Chattanooga, Tennessee. I know a young lady that drives from Chattanooga to Atlanta and all other kind of places all the time on the basis of nothing is happening in Chattanooga, Tennessee. At the end of the day, you do what you want to do, and you have to be able to make those. It's a sacrifice sometimes, yes. But if you're not willing to do it at all, it's hard to you know, put yourself in a position of success if you're not really trying to, you know, make it happen. If it comes to acting, there's people out there who say they want to act. They've never read a line in their life, but they continue to say that they're an actor or actress. They've never looked at a monologue. They can't spell monologue. They've never looked at a script of any kind. They've never taken a class. They've never gotten a headshot. They've never thought about getting a headshot, and they live in L.A. And I've talked to these people. I've had one person in L.A. straight up tell me they don't know what the importance of living in L.A. is. That's crazy to me. You're in L.A. Have the major networks that have anything to do with television is in L.A. It's based out of L.A., whether it be sitcoms, whether it be dramas, whether it be reality TV, any of that stuff is out of L.A. You wake up, if you're living in L.A., you can bump your head, waking up out of the bed, out your pajamas, get your croissant, and you're at some kind of an audition to where you have an opportunity to read for something that you can get paid a certain amount per episode. And for me, that's just like, if you're not realizing, you're really just not trying to do anything in the first place. It goes for New York, too, because I've talked to people up in New York, and they don't know why it's a big deal to live in New York. It's a matter of taking advantages of certain situations, putting yourself in a position to be successful, and then making it happen one way or the other, whether or not it be asking questions, doing a little bit of research, and like I said, just trial and error sometimes. But like I said, especially if you have somebody who's at least giving you information or at least going back and forth, answering questions or trying to find out stuff, and they give you stuff to be able to do, if you just don't do it, well, it's going to be hard. It gets hard after a certain point if you're just going to keep beating your head against a thorn bush, so to speak, and it is never going to happen. Meanwhile, you have people who are less talented than you getting opportunities just because they're showing up to stuff and or they're providing those tools and mechanisms for them to get better at something. And then sometimes it's just a matter of they did show up to that casting audition and nobody else did. There's a lot of times where you see things on TV, you see things in magazines, and you'd be like, wow, how did that person get this? How did that person get that? Sometimes it's not what you think. Sometimes people just have to pick what they got. And if that meant that you didn't go just because you didn't think you could do it, and especially if they didn't say you shouldn't go, unless someone specifically says that you as a person make measurements specific and skin color specific and all that kind of stuff, unless they say that, sometimes you should go if you can. You know, and 'cause you never know. They don't know what they're looking for. When they give you all those roundabout specifics, you know, between this and that and fair skin, light skin, dark skin, and small feet, big feet, you know, type of thing, guess what? You have a chance to get picked. And to not go just limits your chances of getting picked. If you're not going to a number of auditions on a regular basis, it's kind of hard. It's almost impossible. You know, if you're not submitting electronically, if you're not showing up in person, you're not going to get picked for a lot of stuff, bottom line. And there's just no way to, you know, get around that fact. That's just a fact of life there. Let me check real quick and make sure that nobody is in the chat room. I keep forgetting I have this chat room on IMTM Worldwide Radio. If you go to the website, it's blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide Radio, and you can actually sign up. I'm not even sure how to do it, actually. But I do have a chat room, and if you log in, you can log in as a guest, or I guess you can actually register. I think it's free. I believe it's free. And you can get your own password and username and all that, and you can send me messages online. So if you didn't call in, I guess, you can actually give me things to talk about online. Also, by the way, while I'm thinking about it, if you have a topic that you would like to have discussed on the show, you can email me at imtmworldwideradio@gmail.com, and that way I'll get that. Also, if you are a business owner and or someone within the entertainment community and you would like to get a special 15-minute segment show created just for you, I can do that for a very small fee. And like I said, you can email me your information, business information, to that same email address. And while I'm at it, as I'll do a quick commercial, anything that's IMTM related, you can check me out at IMTM worldwide at gmail.com. You can hit me up at myspace.com/IMTM forever. You can hit me up on Twitter at twitter.com/IntellectATL. And let's see, I guess I'll give you my other one, myspace.com/ also IntellectATL. And I think that's all the pages I feel like giving out right now. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to see who else. I do know Nina German is actually checking out the show. I'll give her a shout-out. She just texted me. I'm going to take a little bit of a break, and I'm going to come back and talk about some other things in regards to goals, dreams, aspirations, and reality. I am going to play a little bit of music for y'all, and I'll be right back. IMTM Worldwide Radio, Episode 12. Thank y'all for joining me so far tonight.
Oh, feeling good, feeling better than I probably ever should. Oh, I'm feeling good, feeling better than I probably ever should.
Now give it to me. And when it comes to ironic, you know I keep it flowing. Little light bright, yeah, you know I keep it glowing, blowing. It's like I'm in space and shit. A new generation, human race in this bitch. City in the streets, don't be confused if you never saw me, cause I don't reuse. And if you catch me slipping, must be some dudes. I say paying them, but my life resumes. I'm hot like June till I hit that tune. But I won't hit that until I kiss the moon. My head's looking up like I'm laying on my back. So I stay moonwalking like my name's Michael Jack. I'm the queen of the game, that's what my friends say. Niggas try to hump, I call my cat Wednesday. I'm just ironic with the raw in your mind. You're getting more hoes than Hugh Hefner in his prime. Like Midget Max Wee Wee. My crib on the hill, but to keep it real, it's surrounded by white like it's just been teepees. Heebie-jeebies is what I get. When dudes try to spit, please take a hint. I'm dancing to the song, I know you don't hear it. Making niggas fall back like they caught the Holy Spirit. I'm incredible, so edible. Eating so much, I should be on the food pyramid. You ain't hearing it, but you need to. If I'm lying, then I'm flying. I'm still standing here, boo. Here, too, let me make it understood. Stand up, shit, blunt like a backwood. I never gave a fuck, don't tell me that I should. No, I'll never change, I'll be damned if I would, cause.
Oh, I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling good.
Feeling better than I probably.
Observers like a UFO. They can try to reach the stars but can't touch us though.
No.
I stay focused like a 32. That's too much millimeters. 22 will do.
Ooh.
She's feeling my flow. Feeling so Star Trek like he Chad Hugo. I'm in the paint, I'm not sorry, bro. Just trying to get a pitch like a Mario. Yes, sir, is the freshest chick spitting. No recognition, common sense is a given. Living, but I want to listen more. Copping out on the shore till I pop no pictures. Unless you see me with that new couture. Cause you've never seen a bitch look like this before. It's just ironic and you know they cannot top it. You know the flow they want it and you know the hoes I got.
Oh, I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling good.
Feeling better than I probably.
I'm feeling good.
Feeling better than I probably ever should.
All right, y'all, that was Flying Without Wings and Feeling Good. Appreciate y'all staying with me for the meantime. Definitely be looking out for Flying Without Wings this year, 2010. They have a lot of new stuff coming up, new music, new concerts, EP coming out soon, and just a lot of cool stuff. Hopefully I'll see them on tour this year. I'm really excited for them from last year to this year, so be checking them out. myspace.com/FW2Music. Definitely check them out, and you can check them up on Twitter on that same FW2Music, and I think Facebook too, facebook.com/FW2Music. But definitely you can hit them up on Twitter. You definitely hit them up on MySpace. Tell them that I sent you. You can check them out. Goals, dreams, aspirations, and reality. One topic I am going to make mention of is something that kind of happened recently. And it comes down to whether you are a talent and whether or not you have support within your family or not. It's really hard to do anything on the entertainment side without support of your family. And I've always been one to say, if you don't have the support of that family, I'd have to be that support mechanism for you, and I'm glad to do it. But it does make it hard when your loved ones really are not trying to help you out or trying to be concerned about what you are doing and not doing. And for them to not be able to do that on the basis of they don't know and they don't care and they don't want to find out. For me, I've always been a proponent, before you make assumptions about somebody, ask questions and find out stuff. Until then, you can't really say too much. If you're not willing to go with that person, if it's a trust issue, oh, hey, I'm going to this casting and such, okay, if you don't believe they're going to a casting, why don't you go with them and find out? Because if they're really truly going, you don't have nothing to lose. If they're not going, hey, guess what, you caught them in a lie. Fine. Okay, but to not at least give them the benefit of the doubt and at least find out, okay, you're going to a photo shoot. Oh, okay, they're going to this, they're going to that. I think that should be done rather than just chalking it up to, oh, this is just crazy and you're doing stupid things. That's not everybody. It's very messed up that the industry still has a stigma when it comes to female models, especially, of course, in regards to what they do and don't do. If you take one picture in context but don't look at the full bevy of content, that's not cool, I don't think. Even with the models that I work with, first come, first serve when it comes to the internet, and you look at a page, you know, you only got a couple of seconds with most people's attention spans to say, wow, I need to talk to this person rather than another person, because everybody has pictures. You know, and everybody looks good to an extent. But what's going to separate you from one to another when someone's actually looking for somebody to use for a project is really finite. So for me, it's a matter of, if you see a picture, click on the album and see what other pictures they have. Now, to the model, hey, that means that, guess what, if all the pictures you do have are, quote-unquote, naked pictures, something has to be adjusted. You know, because then that person who's thinking that, well, they might be right, you know. But at the end of the day, you still got to give yourself the benefit of the doubt and say, hey, I can do more than one type of modeling. I can do – you never want to pigeon-toe yourself, so to speak. And I've seen that happen a lot, you know, in the past and even currently. And I strive to try to, you know – beat that in there somewhere to say, hey, need new images. It's 2010. You gotta, if your images, current images, are not getting the attention that are warranted or you believe are warranted, that means you might need to shoot. It's not equitable to take pictures every 6 months or once a year or never. That's not going to happen when you have 30 million other people literally trying to do the same thing. But at the end of the day, just needed to mention that you got to have a support mechanism of one sort or another to achieve things that you want to do. You have to be honest, you know, at a certain point. I mean, there are some situations I realize that it's hard to come clean to say, hey, I want to do this, I want to do that. But at a certain point, things have to be laid out on the table so that there aren't any quotations of mispropriety or things of that nature. If people are not trusting by nature, that's one thing, but to give them reasons to distrust you, that's a whole other thing in itself. So I think that's important as well as far as trying to achieve certain things. So just wanted to throw that out there. Definitely want y'all to check out, if you're listening, my YouTube page. Go to youtube.com/IMTMCEO1. You'll get to see my Pilot TV show, which hopefully by the end of this year I'll get picked up. It's called Are You Talented? Prove It. I'm going to be pitching it to Peachtree TV, TV1, TBS, and one more, TV Land, right off the jump. Those are four networks that I think, format-wise and everything, I think can be on the show, be on the network like that. The premise of the show is there's a lot of people that are talented and never have gotten the chance to really show that they are talented to people that matter, decision makers. The first episode was called Acting Up, where I had actors present themselves to people who are in the industry who are actually doing things in the industry that people can see and you can be in. Nobody just gets into a Denzel Washington movie. If you've never been in anything, how does anybody know you can really do it? So I created something to say, if you're an actor or actress, you're a model, you are a stylist, you are just something in the industry to where typically it takes, you might be a writer per se even, to where you need to have that executive, that director, that publisher, that somebody who can say, I can use this person, and this person has proved to me beyond a shadow of a doubt, they're better than a lot of people I've seen lately, and now that I know who they are, I need to use them. So I had a couple of film and television directors at my first episode. One person ended up getting casted for a soap opera that runs in Atlanta pretty regularly now. Called Money, Power, Respect. It's pretty cool. Shout out to Bobby Peoples of the Peoples Film Company. You can go to his website at www.tpn1.com. Check him out. Wardell Richardson has a reoccurring role on that soap opera. It's pretty cool. Also, Jamel Hines was also on that show, and also Rod Minger, who actually won the first episode. You can check him out on that on the YouTube page. You also see some footage of IMTN Worldwide Radio live in my travels in the last couple of weeks, back and forth to Fort Myers, Florida. Hoping to do more traveling as goes on, and I'll do some more live episodes. So that will be pretty cool. Who is this calling me? It looks like Sasha the Diva is calling me, but she's actually calling me on my cell phone. I don't know if she knows I'm live on the radio right now, so I can't answer that one. See if there's another site for y'all to check out while I'm thinking about it. Not really. In the meantime, dreams, goals, aspirations, reality. Now, some people's form of reality is they're not good enough. You know, many times I'll get the I'm not tall enough excuse. I'm too big. I'm too small. You know, whatnot. At the end of the day, there's something for everybody, I believe, at a certain point in time. Whether or not you're very tall, you're 5'10", or if you're 5'1", the average height of the models that I work with is 5'5", straight up. I've never put too much into height. I could care less about height. Height only really matters in a couple of cities. One of them is New York. The other one is Paris. Other than that, it's not that big a deal to me to an extent right now, because there's so many other aspects that you can do, things that you can appear on that never will matter about height. And at the end of the day, if they really want you, they'll put the 6-inch heels on you and you're good, you know? So definitely when it comes to reality of things, you have to be able to have your mind open to possibilities in the first place. If you've already negated yourself because of what you think rather than what you actually know or what you heard per se, you're in trouble already. It's hard for you to go forward. You know, a lot of people have never gotten started just because of the height thing, seriously. Still to this day, that's the first thing that I hear when someone comes to me. Hey, I got 239 number. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and take this caller since they have called in and just kind of see who it is and see if I can get a conversation out of them. since I got 30 minutes left in my show. Hold on a moment. Hello, caller. Who might this be?
Hey, Chris. It's Carmella.
Hey, it is Carmella Beso. I actually talked about you earlier.
You did? I just got finished eating on South Beach. Sorry.
Oh, what? Now, here it is. First of all, everyone, this is Carmella Beso. She's one of the models that I work with. She's based out of Fort Myers. And now she's trying to tell me that, you know, she has to apologize for eating on South Beach. You don't got to apologize. I wish I was down there eating with you.
I know. You have to come soon. And actually, you have to plan it out better.
Well, I'll talk about the whole better part. It's not so much planning it out better, Carmella. It's a matter of circumstances. I can't plan what people don't call me, remember? If they don't call me, I can't do too much. I can only do what I can. But anyway, that's another story we'll talk about. But this is what I want to talk about since I got you on the phone. My theme tonight, I don't know how long you got to talk, but since you're on the line, I want to talk to you about it. Goals, dreams, aspirations, and reality. Now, with you in particular, from last part of the year when you had your first shoot with Jasmine, of Jasmine Design and Photography, shout out to Jasmine, to now, your goals and dreams, how do you think they've adjusted from that first photo shoot to you being in South Beach area right now? Just because I saw one of your little Facebook notes and things of that nature about how you want to move there and stuff, and, you know, South Beach is the ish. I saw that. I see everything now. What do you just think, you know, in regards to what you want to do, what you're trying to do, things of that nature from last year, to the last part of last year to this year? How do you think that's changed?
I think it's changed more as in it's going to come true. Like, my dreams are going to come true.
Okay. You want to elaborate at all? Help me out.
Sam, my best friend, is laughing at me.
Oh, wow. Hey, everyone. Carmella is not crazy over there. She's very nice. Don't laugh at her too bad. Well, I'll put it to you like this. Definitely from what I've seen, you know, and I know from just talking to you the first time till now, I know you believe that as well, and that's good. And the thing of it is that you're making the things happen to make your dreams come true in the first place. You know, you're not just sitting back and chilling. You know, despite all the stuff that you have going on a regular basis, including getting your dog, Pixie, yay. You know, I had to give your dog a shout-out there, and you just knew that was coming. But anyway, everyone, just say hey to her dog, Pixie. You can check her out on Facebook, Carmella Beso, Andrea Carmella Beso, and you'll see her dog somewhere on there. You're working towards your dreams and your goals. You said you wanted to do certain things. You got your photo shoot. I remember when I mentioned photos the first time around, and that same week you scheduled a shoot. And I was like, wow, that hasn't happened in a minute with anybody, you know, especially just starting out with anybody. So I was real happy to see that. So then I knew that you were really serious about what you wanted to do. There was other people who I tried to start with. I would never hear from them again, which is confusing when they hit me up. Okay, so for me, and that's what I was telling the audience earlier, it's a matter of you have to be willing to do something towards setting a goal and then actually, you know, making the goal happen. So I appreciate that. So what's South Beach like? Tell me. You're taking some pictures, right?
Oh, my God, we're taking so many pictures. I've had some crazy stuff happen.
Uh-oh. Well, see, here it goes. Next episode, everyone, we'll get to talk about Carmella Beso's trip to South Beach. Yeah, so that'll be exciting. So, well, I won't keep you. I appreciate you calling in. It's been a slow night, actually. You're the first caller. But I anticipated this a little bit because I didn't script the show out tonight, but I did want a few people to be able to call in. I know some people are listening, but they just haven't called in. So I'm hoping to get some new callers to just call in and just talk. So we'll see how that comes out. But I appreciate you supporting the show as always. And I didn't talk about you too bad earlier tonight, of course. But I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Well, tell me about your trip later or whatnot. But in the meantime, I'll go ahead and let you go. Oh, what did you eat? Where did you go?
We went to Victor's. I think it's called Victor's.
Mm-hmm.
For dinner. And then
oh,
we went
wow.
to we went to a little bakery and got cake.
See?
From Italian.
See, here goes. Are you talking about cake, Carmella? What are you talking about?
I mean, I got a salad.
And that makes it better. Well, shout out to Victor for dinner there. Everybody who's in South Florida, Miami Beach area, can go to Victor's and eat some great food. And whenever you find out what the bakery is, let me know, and I'll put that on the page somewhere to give them a little shout out. I always give people shout outs as I can. And if anything, enjoy the rest of the evening. I know it's still early, so. But definitely make sure you send me some pictures. I'll post those up too.
Oh, I definitely will.
All right, Miss Dane. Well, thank you for calling in, okay?
Of course.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, everyone. That was Miss Carmella Basso. And, again, she's based in Fort Myers, Florida, along with a few other models I'm working with. There's a nice young lady named Ruby Red that's down there. Annalisa is down there. Amia Jules is down there. Krista Elise, one of my longer standing compadres, was based out of Fort Myers until she recently moved to Miami January of this year. So there's a lot of talent in that area, everyone, and you just never know where really nice people come from. You'd be surprised. So I'm really looking forward to, I'm actually in the process of actually moving to that area myself. So I'll be looking to have new episodes coming down from Fort Myers, Naples area pretty soon. I am going to take another break. I'm going to play some more music from my group, Flying Without Wings. I am going to actually play one of their newer songs now for y'all to listen to. Definitely, if you want to hear more about Flying Without Wings, visit their MySpace, myspace.com/FW2Music. Also, if you know people who would love to hear them perform or see them in concert, definitely hit me up, and I can make that happen easy enough. But in the meantime, this song is called Raw Emotion, everyone. This is Chris with IMTM Worldwide Radio. I'll be back in a minute.
I just wanna make you feel so smooth. I just wanna
right, y'all. That was a little bit of raw emotion from my group, Flying Without Wings. They're good friends of mine, VC and Ironic, out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, doing a lot of big things in 2010, Joust Entertainment. Again, myspace.com/FW2Music, where you can check out some of their music and see what you think. I am talking tonight about goals, dreams, aspirations, and reality. Whatever your goals might be, especially if they're entertainment related, there's a lot of things that you have to be able to do on a daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly basis to make them happen. Sometimes it takes a lot. I know I saw a Twitter, timeline that Krista did the other day, and she was saying how, you know, she's been modeling for a couple of years. Sometimes on, sometimes off, technically mostly off. And sometimes things happen, whether it be physically, mentally, family, financially, whatever, where you can't just do stuff all the time. And it hurts, but that's the reality part of things. The thing of it is, do you let that stop you completely, or can you keep it going? You know, I know some people, 9 to 5, like the Collins twins and a whole bunch of other models that I know that are in school, like Diolino, she's in school, works a 9 to 5, has 3 kids and a husband. She's going to school to be a lawyer, you know, and she teaches kickboxing, you know, but she just came out with her first magazine cover. She's been modeling for almost 3 years, you know, so sometimes you know, like I say, you can't help certain things, but the thing of it is, are you going to just stop and not do anything at all about it, or are you going to keep pushing? That's the thing. You got to keep pushing. There's 30 million other women trying to do what you're doing. At the same time, you might be better than most of them, but you got to be able to put yourself out there to find that out. I have came off the music because I saw someone come online. I'm going to see if I can stall a little bit to see if they call back. I think Sasha the Diva tried to call in, so I'm going to try to get her online. I got 15 minutes left. Okay. This year, I'm also for IMTM, Innovative Modeling Talent Management is the name of my company. IMTM is the short version. Besides the radio show, I'm pushing, and then my TV show, I'm also going to be looking to do a calendar this year, finally, hopefully, one way or the other. I'm looking for sponsors, already have people who want to shoot it, already have swimsuit designers who want to participate on that angle. I have makeup and hair. I kind of have all the models that I want to be in the calendar. I have a couple of locations I would like to shoot. The biggest thing is, of course, with a calendar where you're going to do an on-location is just having money. So if you know anybody corporate-wise that would like to sponsor a calendar that I would put together, you definitely hit me up. IMTMworldwide@gmail.com. I have the fresh faces of the next decade. I got models that are already on my magazine covers, magazine spreads, book covers, trade shows, music videos, all that kind of good stuff. And I got fashion models, I got swimsuit models, I got fitness models, I got glamour models. I have all different types of models, different races and creeds and things of that nature. I don't have no ugly people, that's for sure. I know you see some of these calendars out there that you're just wondering what in the world happened. That won't be my calendar. So if you know anyone, definitely let me know. Give me a shout-out on that. So I'm really excited about that possibility. Definitely, though, the TV show is going to be a big deal if I can get that done with somebody. And, of course, the radio show, I'm looking to grow that more and more. So definitely, if you know people, if you're listening in tonight, definitely let people know. Go to the Blog Talk site. Check out the previous episodes. I've had some pretty cool guests. I've had VH1 Stephanie Perry on. I've had the Collins twins on. You just heard Carmella. I've had Annalisa on. I've had Diolino on. I've had Cat Black on. I've had some great photographers on. I've had Studio 525, COC Photography. Jasmine Design and Photography. I've also had Damon of President Thomas Forbes, a music video and film and television director, on my show. So I've had some pretty cool people in only having a couple of shows. I've had Flying Without Wings on as guests before. So definitely, you know, check out some episodes. Go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide to check out past episodes. goals, dreams, aspirations, reality. That's what we're talking about tonight. There's a lot of stuff that I've done on my own. There's a lot of stuff that I've participated in with other people. This year I am looking to do a little bit more on the media side. I really don't want to do that many music videos, but they have their place, I guess. I'm really looking to do much more commercial television and film, advertising, things of that nature. I know I have the people who can do it. It's just proving it again. So those are some of my aspirations for 2010 for sure. Some of those are already coming about. Some of them I'm just waiting on a phone call. We'll see. But I know, if anything, I'm always going to be working. So it's just a matter of getting people to work with me, 50-50. I've always said, if you do 50 and I do 50, something good is going to come out of that. But again, I can't do but so much. You know, the talent has to believe in themselves enough to want for it to happen. They want it to happen. I can't want it more than they can because I'm not the talent. I'm in a music video that people can actually see me in and recognize me. I'm in a nationally published magazine where people can read about me and see my business information and things of that nature. I want to see that from other people, though, and I think it's more than possible. But it's just a matter of, do they want it or not? Do they have a dream? Do they have it as a goal? What's their five-year goal? I always say that. What's their five-year goal? If you don't have one, it's going to be kind of hard for you to get there, right? And then, of course, you have the reality part again that I mentioned earlier in the show, to where, yes, you might be in school. You know, a lot of the models that I work with are in school full-time. Some of them are either taking online or they're going to class every day. Many of them do work 9-to-5. Some of them work two jobs. Some of them do have household responsibilities. A couple of the models have more than one child, okay? So whenever you believe that you have circumstances that are bad, there's someone else who have them worse than you. And the thing that is, if they can continue doing it, why can't you? You know, because at that point, then it's a matter of, you really have to look deep down inside and say, is this really for you or not? Because at the end of the day, you don't want to waste time. Because sometimes that's what's happened with me. I've wasted a little bit of time trying to do with folks who really didn't want to do anything. And that's painful for me because I'm very loyal and I will kill for anybody to make something happen, but if their heart is not in there as much as mine, I'm just kind of twiddling thumbs and spinning wheels, and I can't really do that anymore. So that's something to definitely consider and think about just moving forward. For anyone who's, like I said, whatever level of the industry, whether or not they're doing hair or makeup or they're taking pictures or they're a videographer or they're a graphic designer, you know, a web developer or whatever, you have to have some kind of day-to-day something to where you know from this point to this point, you're there. From this point, you're here. And you're always moving forward, and you're just not sitting stagnant. Because otherwise, nothing is ever really going to happen, and you always are going to woulda, shoulda, coulda 20 years from now, knowing you probably could have did something, but you didn't. And that's hurtful. That's kind of why I started the company a couple of years ago, because I kept seeing these people in Lenox Mall in Atlanta looking all cute, walking around, and you think they are doing something, and they're not doing nothing because they've been discouraged so many times for no good reason other than some people just told them stupid stuff. And that's not cool to me when that could have been prevented, you know. Wow, I'm really trying to see if let me see if this person is going to call. I think they just called. Is going to. I don't think they've called into my show before. I think that's what it is. So I'm going to try to get them to call one more time because she's never called in before. Again, if you want to book any of the models that I have, I mean, I have models that are different ethnic backgrounds, Colombian, Dominican Republic, Honduran, of course, African-American, of course, Caucasian. I have some mixed race models, black and, let's see if I can remember everybody now, black and Brazilian, black and Italian, let's just say I have pretty much everybody across the globe. Let's just say that. Even more recently, Palestinian. I'm trying to think of everybody off the top of my head too. Can't do it. Also, I have some really cool actors and actresses that I work with, Jamel Hines. Also, Dani Monique. And actually, she's about to do some animation stuff. Her new picture is up, and it's really cool. I need to actually save that on my page for everybody to see. And she's been working very hard on some concepts over the last year and branding herself and coming up with some creations of her own. And it's really cool to see the hard work that she's put in over a period of time since I've known her to say, you know, she's going to stop doing this kind of stuff and she wants to get more in tune with this kind of stuff. And it's really been encouraging to just see her growth and things of that nature. So what did I say? Hold on a second. Let's see. I'm sorry for the dead air. I'm just trying to text this person back and find out what they're talking about. Did I say? Question mark. It's great I'm able to do this off of my phone. I can kind of keep in touch with everybody as I'm doing this show. Again, this is Chris with IMTN Worldwide Radio on a Sunday evening. And just wanting to talk about goals, dreams, aspirations, and reality. It spans all kind of different genres and professional things that you want to do with yourself. Like I always say, it's just like getting a regular full-time job somewhere. You still have to be able to prove that you can do a job before someone will pay you to do it. And it's the same thing in the entertainment industry. There's no way to give you $2,000 an episode if you've never read a line before, or if you read a line, you're not reading it with any emotion or connotation on sentences, and your eyes are not doing what they need to do, and your shoulders are not doing what they need to do to capture an actual scene. And it's harder to do than you might think it is, especially if you've never done it before. You want to be able to give somebody a reason, though. It's just not enough to have the look. The look is a good part of it, but you still have to be able to pull all the other stuff off, especially if someone is pushing you and telling someone good stuff about you. You still have to fulfill those expectations. So, because I was like, well, I said your name, right? Another ethnic background that I represent is German and Black. I knew I couldn't remember everything. That was Nina giving me a shout-out, everybody, again. So we'll get her on the line next show for sure. But definitely, like I said, I'm excited about 2010. I have 5 minutes left in the show this evening, so definitely if you're listening, anyone can definitely call in and give us your thoughts. I'll probably do this show again in the future. I know I have to do another music video episode because I got a lot of good feedback on that. There's some other episodes that I've written up that will be coming in the future that I think a lot of people will care to listen to that are entertainment related. And I think it would be important for everybody to, you know, get to chime in, especially if you're just getting started. Like I said, primarily the show is built for people who are just getting started, who have always thought of themselves as something and just haven't been able to get themselves out the bed to do it. Sometimes you just need a kick in the pants, and that's something everybody needs. And if you actually get to hear other people talk about the same things you're talking about, that even gives you a little bit more fuel to the fire to maybe go after it. And that's the reason I put this show together as I did in the format that I have. And it's pretty easy because I'm not trying to gripe at you. I'm not trying to kill you. Definitely not trying to create an atmosphere of, you know, Jerry. I'm not going to ever do that. Because I have a hang-up button on my screen. So I can nip that in the bud really quickly. So don't ever worry about that when you call in. Don't have to be too nervous or anything like that. I try not to make people nervous if I can. Because, this is only my third show anyway, as far as an hour-long show. So we're all learning together. So, but like I said, I have a history to where There's a lot of people in the industry who do know who I am, and they're professional, and they're really good, and they're going to be on the show. Actually, one of my next episodes is going to be a publishing episode where I'm going to have some magazine publishers on the show. Haven't quite decided who they are going to be just yet. I've already mentioned it to a couple of magazines. Jador Magazine definitely is possible. I'll probably try to have one of the urban magazines on, probably like Sweets Magazine, somebody like that. And then maybe a third magazine within the industry, maybe a fashion type magazine, something to that effect. And I'll have all those people on. We're going to talk about the magazine business as a whole, as far as the modeling business interacting with the printing business, and what is it now? I mean, it has changed over the last couple of years because of the economy, and printing costs have, you know, some people just have not been able to afford them. Advertisers are not spending as much money to be in a magazine anymore, so some things have definitely changed. I still think it's a great avenue depending on what kind of magazine it is and what you're trying to portray. So I'm going to have a magazine episode in the very near future. I'm going to try to have a television episode and some different other episodes that will pertain to the media. And there's just, like I said, just keep in touch. You can, like I say, email me at imtmworldwideradio@gmail.com. You can go to the Blog Talk Radio site, www.blogtalkradio.com/imtmworldwide. And, of course, you can hit me up on MySpace, myspace.com/imtmforever. As well as looking at some of the models that I get to work with. The models that I work with, they're available for magazine opportunities, film, television opportunities, trade show, promotional modeling opportunities. Definitely have models who can host events, the Collins Twins, Krista Elise, De La Lino, definitely available to host some events. Sasha the Diva is available. Swimsuit modeling, it's springtime now almost, so, you know, of course, we got a lot of girls who are definitely tip-top shape, so that's always an avenue. Hair and beauty, I have some great models in regards to that who've been booked by Sophisticated Black Hair Magazine and other companies of that sort for Bronna Brothers that goes on in Atlanta every year, so definitely hit me up on that. 1 minute left, just one. Well, 90 seconds. Just want to give a shout out to everybody again, Nina German, for calling or texting me tonight and listening to the show. Carmela Beso for calling in from South Beach, Miami. Yay. It was pretty cool. And just all the other models that I work with. Shout out to Pixie, the dog. Yay. And Flying Without Wings, of course, for providing my theme music again for the radio show and my television show. Definitely check them out. I'm going to leave it off with another song from them, but definitely check me out within a week, and I will have another episode of IMTN Worldwide Radio. I appreciate y'all listening. Take care.
I know you see my hoodie, XB all a dash. I know you see my shoes, XB all a dash. I know you peep the brain, XB all a dash, XB all a dash. That means I'm also fresh. I know you see my wizards, XB all a dash. I know you see my fitted, XB all a dash. I know you peep my tee, XB all a dash, XB all a dash. That means I'm also fresh. See when I'm coming through, ninjas don't got a clue. My style on another level, higher than the moon. I'm sealing all the tombs on your mummified style. You look like Dr. Robotnik, I'm supersonic now. And I live begin running miles around your speed. If you're trying to catch me, you probably need a siege. Or falling behind as if you were special needs. And I can just imagine the help that you would need. And oh, that was so unpolitical. But please tell me, why it's so critical? I'm feeling super duper on my metaphysical. But I'm all a dash when you check my physical, with no competition. See, I'm on a mission. They call me Eagle Eye. I got superior vision. I'm above and beyond what you usually on. So XB all a dash, while the rest is just something less. I know you see my hoodie, XB all a dash. I know you see my shoes, XB all a dash. I know you peep the brain, XB all a dash, XB all a dash. That means I'm also fresh. I know you see my wizards, XB.